Okay, let's go to this. Charlie Good Sir.
Now it's time for the guru spot. Charlie Good Sir. What's up, Charlie?
Charlie has three interesting stories that he's searched the sporting world for. Yes, Brandy? Hand up.
No, Matt, who steps in every now and then when Dan struck down with monkeypox, said, who the hell was doing that intro? And I said, I was pointing to Vossi. That's Andrew doing that. That's
no,
so good.
No, that's not me. Charlie, you got three amazing facts for us. Will it be strongest to weakest or weakest to strongest, or are they all good this week?
All good. They're always all good. Debatable. But anyway, let's just kick off. So there's nothing I like more in sport than revenge. Getting one up against your opponent who may have dubbed you in the past. And that's exactly what happened to the Auckland Blues when they played the Melbourne Rebels. Now, we all know that the Storm put 70 on New Zealand Warriors earlier this year. Well, the Auckland Blues put 71 points on the Melbourne Rebels over the Super Rugby last week. And then they tweeted out, 70 on Melbourne. That one was for you at New Zealand Warriors. So just helping out the little brother.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, nice touch.
Subtle start there, Charlie.
Good, I liked it.
Within a second point.
Keep going.
So we now go to the MLB, baseball, and the Yankees have cut their third round pick, Jake Sanford. Now, here's the reason why. He allegedly stole bats and gloves from teammates and then tried to sell them online. And he's also allegedly scammed those fans he's tried to sell them to because fans have said, well, they never arrived. He never sent them. So they fleeced him for money. Wow. So the Yankees have now cut him.
Gee, so he was their third pick. Like, he would be on a fair pay packet.
Yeah.
Like, why would you be doing that?
Hang on a second. Stolen the gear, sold it, and then didn't even send it. Like, he's doubled down on being a bit of a dick, to be honest. I've
heard that story before. That story has been around before. Not necessarily about the major league player, but
no. Wasn't there a Bulldogs player that did that?
Well, there's been a few players that have sold gear and not fronted with it. Anyway.
And
another good one.
Yeah,
very good.
Yep. And I'll end on a positive note. This one comes from a good mate of mine, Zubair Awan, who's also a long-suffering Newcastle Knights fan, and we both had a rough start to the year. But with all the relegation battles going on in Europe at the moment, this one is a really good one, similar to Everton surviving today. So Stuttgart in Germany, they were 1-1 heading into injury time in their game against Köln in the Bundesliga and were about to face relegation. And then Endo scored in the last minute of stoppage time to ensure that they were safe from relegation, and the scenes over in Stuttgart were unbelievable, like a bit like Buddy Franklin, just storming the ground. They were saved in the final game of the season, in the final minute of the season, through a goal.
Wow.
So incredible scenes.
Okay. Well, Mr. Bundesliga himself, Charlie Gisser. What's up, Charlie? Great stuff. By the way, how old's Alison Langdon from Channel 9? Got to fire in an age. How old's Alison Langdon?
41.
Okay. Brandy?
I'm going to say, I'll go under that because that's what you do. I'll go 40.
No, it's 43. And I don't have a tiebreaker. That'll do. Charlie,
good.
Well played, mate.
Good way to finish the week.
Have a good weekend.
Six and a half.
Thanks, Charlie.